Sally Tindall is a research director at ratecity.com.au. We're talking to Sally because the first lot, if you like, of repossessions is being revealed by Westpac. They've taken possession of 200 homes from cash-strapped borrowers defaulting on repayment. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Are we heading to another GFC-type scenario, which we experienced back in the early 2000s?
Oh, look, I think we should all stay cool, calm and collected if we can. I know that we've had 10 rate rises now. People are feeling the heat. They're wondering how on earth they can, you know, scrape together the latest mortgage repayment rise that they've got from their bank. But look, what I would say from the outset is repossessions take years to eventuate. So any repossessions that Westpac might be in the middle of at this point in time, they're issues that have been long-standing that probably happened well before these cash rate rises. Ultimately, you've got to think of it, the bank does not want to take away your house any more than you want to lose it. Because if you think about it from their perspective, it's costly, it's timely, it's riddled with legal issues, admin issues, but ultimately they also lose a customer as well. So if you're having a hard time meeting the monthly mortgage repayments, the first thing you should actually do is call your bank because they have hardship policies in place to try and work with you to see you through this very difficult patch for many families.
So why would they have repossessed 200 houses?
I think that the comments possibly might have been out of context. Look, 200 properties in possession right now with Westpac is actually quite low in terms of historical standards. I think that the CEO might have been making the point that it's actually quite low compared to places in the US where in the GFC they had, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of houses in repossession. You know, in Australia, repossessions historically are quite low when you put it against a global context. No one wants to see someone lose their home. And look, I know that some people won't believe me, but I do think that the banks will at least initially try and work with you to see if you can keep your home.
Sure.
You might, however.
Yep.
Sorry?
No, initially, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I would say is that after having those tough conversations with your bank, and hopefully, you know, if you're in this position, you go and get some independent financial advice too. That's really important. The National Debt Helpline is a fantastic resource to kind of, you know, test what your bank is telling you. Make sure that the advice is sound for your financial circumstances.
Good advice. There's good advice, Sally. Good advice indeed. And obviously, go to your bank if you are having financial difficulty. Hiding under the bed won't help. Sally Tindall there, Research Director at ratecity.com.au.